Use the Australia trip and the research reports to discuss whether a Japanese kawara and cafe company could realistically test a Brisbane or Gold Coast branch, what collaboration model might work, and what information is still missing. This material is not a travel chat. The trip gives business clues, what local people noticed, what felt expensive, and what kind of partner might be serious. The research points to a careful first step, not a quick full branch. A Brisbane showroom cafe, supported by Gold Coast relationships, looks more realistic than immediate roof tile import. This is educational planning material, not legal, tax, immigration, food safety, or engineering advice. Warm up. How was your Australia trip overall? What was the most useful thing you learned for business? Did Australia feel like a good place for the cafe, the roof tile business, or both? Who did you meet in Gold Coast or Brisbane who could help locally? What business information do you still need before making a serious decision? What would you test first? A useful catch-up separates feeling from evidence. It is fine to say, Australia felt open to Japanese design, but the next question is, who showed interest and what would they buy? The company needs observations about rent, customer flow, menu prices, staff, and reactions to Japanese craft. The trip should become an evidence list. People met, places visited, prices noticed, problems found, and next calls to make. Before talking about Australia, the company needs a simple English explanation. The business connects traditional Japanese roof tiles, or kawara, with a cafe showroom concept that makes the craft easier to experience. Many Australians will not know kawara, so the first pitch should not be too technical. Our company makes Japanese roof tiles and related craft products. We also operate a cafe that lets people experience the design, texture, and story of kawara. The research makes one important correction. Ichinose Kawara Kogyo looks like the stronger match for this Australian plan, not Chino. Ichinose connects kawara products with a coffee cafe-style concept, so the story fits a showroom cafe. Australian partners will check the company online, and a wrong name weakens trust immediately. The company should prepare a short English profile with the correct name, history, product line, cafe connection, photos, and brand name. The roof tile business needs a sharper value message. In Japan, kawara can mean tradition, durability, beauty, and regional identity. In Australia, customers will ask, is it suitable for the climate? Is it tested? Can local builders install it? Does it meet standards? The strongest point may be design quality and Japanese craft, not price. The company should focus first on premium houses, hotels, restaurants, gardens, or cultural projects. The cafe is more than a place to sell drinks. It can introduce kawara to people who would never visit a roof tile factory. A customer can drink coffee, touch small products, notice Japanese design, and remember the brand. The first menu should stay simple. Coffee, matcha, charcoal latte if the story is strong, a few sweets or light foods, and retail goods such as cups, plates, drippers, or coasters. The research suggests Brisbane as the stronger first branch location and Gold Coast as a useful lifestyle and relationship market. Brisbane has more city workers, students, residents, business services, and weekday traffic. It may be better for a showroom cafe, meetings, training, and professional introductions. Gold Coast may be better for tourism, design events, pop-ups, and partner-led activity. A Japanese company has several possible Australian business shapes. If the foreign company itself carries on business in Australia, ACS says it must register and receive an ARBN. ACE also explains that if the company uses an Australian subsidiary and the foreign company itself does not carry on business in Australia, foreign company registration may not be needed. A local company can be easier for landlords, banks, councils, and employees, but it creates reporting work. Collaboration in Gold Coast or Brisbane could be a partnership, management agreement, license, joint venture, or franchise. The word franchise is risky because Australian franchise arrangements can trigger strict legal rules and disclosure duties. Early on, a narrower pilot agreement may be safer. The local partner could manage a pop-up or shared cafe event, while the Japanese company provides brand design, menu guidance, training, product supply, and quality standards. A cafe plan must treat food safety as a core business issue. Queensland guidance says most food businesses need a license, although some low-risk sales, such as packaged food or coffee beans, may be treated differently. Local council should confirm the exact position. Standard 3.2.2a applies to many businesses that handle unpackaged, potentially hazardous, ready-to-eat food. It can require a certified food safety supervisor, food handler training, and records. The roof tile side needs a separate compliance path. In Queensland, roof tiling includes cutting and fixing roof tiles, battens, bedding, pointing, flashing, sarking, skylights, and maintenance. QBCC licensing information shows that license holders must prove technical skills, managerial qualifications, and sometimes financial requirements. The Japanese company should not assume it can simply import tiles and start roofing work. It may need licensed installers, testing, insurance, engineering advice, building code checks, and import documents. The research gives a rough starting budget near Lodge 0 to 50 to 53 million annual percentage value for a serious showroom cafe, with monthly operating costs around 49,000 to 50,000 AS. A rough break-even target could be 76 to 77,000 AS monthly revenue, or about 108 to 110 transactions per day at an average spend near $21, plus showroom sales. These are planning numbers, not final numbers. The first test should answer whether repeat demand is strong enough before a lease and fit-out. A realistic collaboration model should divide work clearly. The Japanese side could provide brand identity, kawara story, product design, menu concept, training, supplier standards, visual direction, and quality checks. The Australian side could provide local management, hiring, council communication, landlord negotiation, operations, marketing, and customer feedback. Money is sensitive. The party that pays setup will expect control and upside. The first contract should be designed for learning. The safest first step is not a full cafe. A three-month pop-up, event series, shared cafe collaboration, or weekend market stall can test the concept with less risk. The test should measure reactions to the brand story, kawara products, coffee or matcha, charcoal latte, retail goods, and Japanese design. It should also collect sales per day, average spend, labor hours, product cost, repeat visits, social response, and business inquiries. Question 1. What should the catch-up separate? Answer 1. It should separate general feelings from concrete evidence. Discussion 1. What evidence did you collect during the trip? Follow-ups 1. Which evidence was about customers? Which evidence was about costs? Answer help 1. I collected evidence about. Question 2. Why does the company need a simple English explanation? Answer 2. Australian partners and customers may not know kawara, so the business must be easy to understand. Discussion 2. How would you explain your company in 30 seconds? Follow-ups 2. Is it mainly a family company, private company, or corporation? Who are your main customers in Japan now? Answer help 2. Our main company makes. Question 3. Why does the Ichinose versus Chino point matter? Answer 3. A wrong company identity would damage trust with Australian partners. Discussion 3. Which company name and brand name should Australians see first? Follow-ups 3. Should the sign use a Japanese name, an English name, or both? Answer help 3. The brand name should be. Question 4. Why should the company be careful with broad roofing claims? Answer 4. Australian customers will need proof about climate, standards, installation, weight, and compliance. Discussion 4. What is the strongest selling point of your roof tiles? Follow-ups 4. Is the strongest point design, durability, tradition, safety, or price? Which building type is the best first target? Answer help 4. Our tiles are different because. Question 5. Why can the cafe reduce risk for the kawara business? Answer 5. It lets customers experience the craft through daily cafe use before larger roofing sales are attempted. Discussion 5. How is your cafe connected to the roof tile business? Follow-ups 5. What is the story behind the charcoal latte? Which products could be sold in the cafe without construction approval? Answer help 5. The cafe is connected because customers can experience kawara by. Question 6. What different roles do Brisbane and Gold Coast have in the plan? Answer 6. Brisbane looks stronger for the first stable branch, while Gold Coast may be useful for lifestyle branding and partner activity. Discussion 6. Which city felt more realistic to you after the trip? Follow-up 6. Which city had better customer flow? Which city had better partner energy? Answer help 6. Brisbane might be good because. Question 7. What is the key difference between registering a foreign company and using a subsidiary? Answer 7. A foreign company registers when it carries on business in Australia, while a subsidiary is an Australian company controlled by the foreign parent. Discussion 7. Which structure sounds safer for the first Australian test? Follow-up 7. Who would be the local director or responsible person? Would the first test need a full company immediately? Answer help 7. The safer structure may be. Question 8. Why should the company be careful with the word franchise? Answer 8. Franchise arrangements can create stricter legal duties, so the first pilot may need a narrower agreement. Discussion 8. What kind of collaboration model sounds realistic? Follow-ups 8. Would the local partner manage the shop? Would you provide brand, design, menu, and training? Answer help 8. They could manage. Question 9. Why does the menu affect food safety risk? Answer 9. A simple coffee and packaged goods test may have fewer requirements than preparing unpackaged, hazardous, ready-to-eat food. Discussion 9. What menu items should be tested first in Australia? Follow-ups 9. Which items are low risk? Which items need local kitchen knowledge? Answer help 9. We should test. The local manager should handle. Question 10. Why is roofing different from selling small Kawara products? Answer 10. Roofing work needs licensed local skills, compliance checks, insurance, and building standard proof. Discussion 10. What should the roof tile side test first in Australia? Follow-ups 10. Should the first test be samples, interior design products, or a real roof project? Who could be a licensed local installation partner? Answer help 10. The first roof side test should be. Question 11. What do the rough budget numbers show? Answer 11. They show that a full branch is a serious investment and needs proof of repeat demand. Discussion 11. Which number is the most important to confirm first? Follow-ups 11. Rent per month, staff cost per hour, average customer spend, transactions per day? Answer help 11. The most important number is. Question 12. What should the collaboration model divide clearly? Answer 12. It should divide brand, operations, money, local compliance, quality control, and decision rights. Discussion 12. How would the collaboration with people in Gold Coast or Brisbane work? Follow-ups 12. Who pays for the first setup? Who hires staff? Who owns the brand assets and customer list? Answer help 12. The local partner could. Question 13. Why is a pop-up or shared cafe test safer than a full branch? Answer 13. It collects demand and cost data before the company commits to a large lease and setup cost. Discussion 13. What would be the first realistic Australian test? Follow-ups 13. How long should the test period be? What menu items should be included? Answer help 13. The safest first step is, what a treat at escaping. After the trip and this research, what is your current decision? Wait, test, or prepare a branch plan? Final speaking. What three pieces of information should be collected before the next meeting? The main question is not, can we open in Australia? The better question is, what small test would make the next decision clearer? Australia may be an opportunity if the cafe showroom explains Kawara before larger construction sales. Brisbane may be the best base, while Gold Coast may help with partners and lifestyle branding. Missing information remains: rent, labour, food licensing, GST, company structure, roofing licenses, import compliance, partner reliability, and real demand.